High formation, kind of thunder center from the 49 of Mayville. Quick handoff up the middle, and this one goes nowhere fast for no gain in the play. Still at that 49-yard line, the ball carrier somewhere on that bottom of the pile. Jeffrey Frost had the tackle as well as number 44, Logan Levine. And we had Connor Lamont, the fullback, on the carry for a gain of, they're going to say, 1 yard out to the 48. Third and one.
Coach Brown and Deckerville, they like to do that. They like to keep their fullback involved, keep him happy, give him the rock a couple times. And you love to do that on second down and two, because if he does, he gets stood up at the line of scrimmage, it doesn't hurt you that bad. Good job by Mayville, stacking that line, not allowing the fullback to hit him with a quick one for an easy first down. And now Deckerville, third down and a short one, are going to have to work a little bit harder to get this first down.
I formation, third and one. Rolling to his left, looking to pass. Quick pass out is complete, has the first down. Connor Lamont still on his feet at the 40-yard line, forced out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Tackle made by number 44, Logan Levine. And it's a big conversion on third and one for Deckerville to keep the drive alive and marches deeper into Mayville territory at the 36-yard line.
That's hard to believe Kineth isn't a senior. He's so smooth back there. Very cool under pressure. Third down and one, no big deal. Let my quarterback handle the situation. Throw it into the flats, hit your fullback, Connor Lamont. And he does a nice job of reeling it in, turning up field for a really nice gain when they only needed one for a first down.
They got 12 on the pass to Lamont. High formation again from the 36, and it's to Carlos Ibarra. He's across the 35, down to about the 34. Tackle made by Levine again, and a late flag flies way into the air after the play was completely over, and Deckerville was already coming back to the huddle. Yeah, this one could be a little bit extracurricular activity. Personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Deckerville.
I believe when he extends the arm, that's taunting, Clark. I'm almost certain of that, and that's going to cost Deckerville 15.
We'll see where this one, they're going to mark this one off from the end of that play, so from the 33. They're going to march 15 yards off all the way out to the 48-yard line. So it's now second down in a country mile. Line of scrimmage is at the 46-yard line. First down marker is in Palms.
Long ways to go. Penalties will kill you, especially the extracurricular activity penalties. But Deckerville offense, though, still got 2.5 minutes to go in this half. It's only second down. They got all their time out, so not a dead situation for Deckerville. Just means, in my opinion, they're going to let Kineth make a play here. It's only a matter of time. I think they're going to let him throw it down the field here. Don't know if it'll be this down, but it's coming.
Slot receivers both ways, and it's a jet sweep around the end to number 21. Derek Steiner has room to run. He's in, and nowhere around him. Close to the 10, to the 5. Left in the first half, Deckerville puts another one on the board. It's Deckerville 26, Mayville 12.
As good as Cruz and good as Carlos Ibarra is, Derek Snyder is an exciting player. He's got a couple big ones already in this game, a lot of speed to burn, and just a sophomore, Clark, as he takes that slot receiver position, runs the sweep in front of the snap, takes the ball around the edge, and outruns everybody.
On the two-point conversion, it's a pitch out to left side to Derek Snyder, and he's in. Touchdown, two-point conversion is good. And it's now Deckerville 28, Mayville 12, with still 2:15 before the half is over, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Mayville State Bank first opened its doors in 1885 with a pledge to watch over your money and act in your best interest. Over 133 years later, the same statement still holds true. Mayville State Bank will be continuing to show its support and commitment to our community by opening a new main office location on M24 in Mayville by the end of this year. This location will feature 7 days per week full-service banking with weekday hours until 7 p.m. Mayville State Bank continues to be a local community bank owned, controlled, and operated by your friends and neighbors. Good luck to the Wildcats in tonight's game. Go Cats!
Deckerville scores for the fourth time tonight. Caro now leads Cass City 24-20 in the second quarter. 2:22 left in the second. Caro's Ryan Giddings-Mitchell with a 3-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good to DJ Daniels. Thumb tailgater with that one there. Carroll leading Cass City. 2:15 left here in Deckerville. And it's 28-12 Eagles over the Wildcats to the 24-yard line. The kick is brought in by number 11, Jerry Gilbert. And he's brought down with not much return at all out to about the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Mayville Wildcats. Tackle made by Zachary Ellington. 2:09 left before the half is over. It's 28-12, Mayville trailing by 16.
This is where Deckerville exceeds. When they have the lead and it's on their defense, that's exactly the way they want it. Mayville had some success in the first quarter, no success in the second quarter, but they have 2 minutes to try to punch one in. But again, this is where them ball hawks in Deckerville come into play. Watch out for Cruz Ibera. Don't be surprised if he tries to take a pass away.
Harbor Beach leads USA at the end of the first quarter, 14-6. As a handoff to Labine, and in the backfield, Deckerville's 54. Justin Trigger gets into that backfield and brings Labine down for a loss of 3 on the play, all the way back at the 25-yard line. Second down and 13 with less than 2 to play in the first half.
Great play by 54, Justin Trigger. Just a junior on that defensive line. He's able to slip into the backfield and not let Labine get any momentum. Tackles him for a loss. Now we roll a minute 40 left, 28-12. Deckerville leads, but halftime is upon us.
Empty backfield for Middleton. 3 to the wide, to the right, 1 to the left. And it's brought in by their tight end at number 81, Jeffrey Frost. Gets close to that first down marker after about a 13-yard reception. Tackle made by Derek Snyder out of the secondary. And they're going to say move the chains. First and 10 for the Mayville Wildcats. Stops the clock momentarily. 1:27 left.
A fun playbook that Mayville runs. It's an exciting offense to watch. They run 3 receivers to the right, and the far one is 81. That's Jeffrey Frost. He comes running right towards his quarterback. It's a designed wide receiver screen, and Labine picks up a big block, and so does Nick Phillips, and Frost does the rest, gets Mayville a big first down.
Same formation, Middleton on the keeper. This one goes nowhere, and it's actually going to be a loss of 3 on the play, back to the 35-yard line, second down and 13. Justin Trigger on the stop, getting to that backfield for the second time in this drive alone. 1 minute remains in the first half, 28-12, Deckerville leading Mayville, Mayville on offense.
Deckerville very famous for running man-to-man defense. Your guy one-on-one, that's it. No safety help, nothing. Everybody else is on the line trying to get to the quarterback as fast as possible. That time that D-line does an excellent job.
Same formation, trips to the right, Middleton with a quick pass, and this was intercepted by Cruz Ibera, and down to the 5, into the end zone, touchdown Deckerville! 35 seconds left in the first half, and Cruz Ibarra in with a huge 35-yard interception pick 6 in the Eagles strike again before the half is over. It's now Deckerville 34, Mayville 12.
You could just feel it coming, Clark. Cruz Ibarra reading the quarterback's eyes. He's seen the quick snap. Defensive pressure, that's where the taps on the back goes, the rewards go. That defensive line forced that quick throw, and Cruz in one-on-one coverage, he jumped the route no problem, and he makes the quarterback miss at the end and strolls into the end zone for a pick 6.
Play action pass, and Kynith is going to break it in into the end zone untouched. The 2-point conversion is good. And Deckerville strikes again. It is now 36-12. The Eagles lead by 24 points with 33 seconds left in the first half right here on the WLW Sports Network.
This is Leanne Kohler. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Time for area women to get their screening and annual mammograms. If you are uninsured or underinsured and cannot afford a screening, you may be eligible for assistance through Kohler's Propane and the B-CUPS program. B-CUPS stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's mammography department by providing a portion of our propane sales to the hospitals via Star Fund. It's our desire at Kohler's that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information, call Marlette Regional Hospital or go to www.getkohlers.com.
Cruz Ibera drops a bomb on the Mayville offense. Pick 6, interception from 35 yards out. And now it's 36-12. Deckerville with a commanding 24-point lead with 33 seconds before the half is even over. on the ground. Kick comes right at the 47-yard line.